you are about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You're listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse,
the Lymph Node Institute edition.
I'm Dr. Bug Bladder, and to my right
is Doc Ellis.
With gum in his mouth while he's on the radio.
Some doctors chew narcotic gum.
Sweet mystery of life, at last I've found you.
How does one kill Bob?
That's an excellent question. You know, perhaps it doesn't really matter if you use a gun or a knife or a bludgeon or a missile or a hand grenade or run him down with a car. What matters is that if you kill Bob in your heart, if you just look at all those dots and say, I've given you all kinds of my time and money and you haven't given me ish, holy man, I'm leaving you.
Well, I'm sure that's what they mean by kill Bob.
Yes.
But I actually want to find a guy named Bob and chop his head off and pee down his neck twice.
Some people say
Now, if you've actually do come across the real Bob Dobbs, bearing in mind that he's the luckiest man who has ever lived, what you need to do is set up some sort of scenario in which the luckiest thing that could happen to him at that time
is for him to die.
It would be for him to die.
Right. Usually setting up a scenario in which the two options are death or loss of genitals,
mm-hmm.
Bob will luck into death.
You think?
That's my theory. I'm not actually going to try it because I'm... One of the things I'm afraid of is that when you're trying to kill a lucky guy, I mean, what are you going to do? Stab him? Oops, I stabbed myself. Shoot him. The gun jams and blows up in your hand. You're a damn sausage face.
Try to cut off his balls. Suddenly, your balls are in the werewolf's mouth.
There are certain types of landmines that aren't designed to kill, merely maim below the waist and demoralize you.
Damn that Bob. I bet he thought of those.
I'll bet he did, and I'll bet he's getting filthy freaking rich.
Bob doesn't need money, technically, being so lucky.
No, being so lucky he does not, but he's still got plenty of it because he is so lucky.
Repent! Quit your job! Slap off! You have been driven to the brink of insanity by the conspiracy!
Bob, 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 B
we would never have any problems. He is the king of all kings.
Good evening, patients. With another X-Day coming on, another shot at escape from this meat planet squander. It seems like as good a time as any to outline a few reasons to kill Bob. Of course, I understand that the rupture could begin at any minute, but this anniversary is always a painful reminder. What has not so far happened, and specializing in worst possible outcomes as I do, I am obligated to believe that the rupture will not happen at all. That is not to say that I didn't get a little excited when I heard the Teddy ball game had been taken up, but hope, like life, is fleeting. And don't mistake me for some sort of gimme Bob whining for his existing stipend. The fact that this is the one church encourages you to openly plot the assassination of its avatar is what keeps me coming back. Why should he care about little killing as long as the green keeps flowing his way and the bleary-eyed pearls keep marching into the Dallas meat grinder? No, sorry, Austin. It's the Austin meat grinder now. Anyway, as long as there are fresh souls for Bob, he more or less leaves us to our own overcomplicated devices. However, I must confess, in my darkest moments, I suspect that Bob is in league with the Elder Gods. I mean, maybe the score has already been settled, and these monotheistic clan rumbles are the precursor to the big harvest. Maybe Bob up with us, he could have brought our pathetic asses into the deal to save his own duns. Oh yeah, blowing the slack that is, in fact, of an angler fish luring us into the crushing abyss engulfed by the hideous muck gods. I got your flute right here. But of course, all of this is true of any religion. Another thing that makes me homicidally uncomfortable about our high demon is that in comparison to him, I have nothing. Face it, fellas, we might as well prop ourselves into oblivion. Once Bob hits the scene, all action is going his way. This is not true of other religions. I take my chances against Buddha and Vishnu on the dating game any day. Yes, I hear the nattering midwinkly bar to probably see the feeling.
Oh, I hope you bring your bitch into the office yourself already.
Oh no, that's just what he wants me to do. Your provocations are no more than the bickering of senators passing the knife. Well, I'm nobody's patsy. Not yet, at least. Stay tuned for that developing situation. My colleagues always tell me I have the wily stare of negotiation. But I'm not gonna be gunning for Bob until I collect. Whether it's tech fiends or sex goddesses, I want out of here. As long as Bob remains my best chance for permanently getting off the planet, then he's got me by the short hairs. And the bastard knows it and keeps me paying every possible orifice. One must admire the achievement, I guess.
Machine or thinking just in that same way about how to take things right down to their very nub where you couldn't change anything more without destroying the question itself. When one asked, what are we here for? One realized that All of the religions of the world have said that we were here to love God and obey him and kiss his ass and suck his dick and turn over and get crushed by him and be dumbed down into hell and eternal punishment if we didn't do like he wanted to do. And this turned out not to be true at all. It turned out to be like an enormous diarrhea of bullshit, because obviously what we are here for, and we know we're here for that, is that we're here to go. There's no other future for it. We're not here to stay.
Mutilators, let me join your crew. Give me a knife, you bet I don't care if you're some kind of ghastly fiend without a face. So come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Oh,
take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Come down, you tiny robot with your little nipper claws. You pale and bug-eyed aliens with wide and clammy paws. Life is just a sucker's dream and death is a disgrace. So come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Oh,
take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Bob being as lucky as he is, if you try to kill the Bob in yourself, then you're just kind of killing your own attunement to the luck plane, right?
Slack. Yeah, but the luck plane is there. I mean, it's like needing a priest to talk to God. Help you, I'll just pray and take my chances. You don't need Bob to harness the luck plane. You can...
He just does it intuitively.
You can tithe unto him and learn his secrets as to how he does it, or sort of observe how he thinks he does it. I'm sure he's got all kinds of systems and machinations in his mind, and they're all completely goddamn wrong, but they work anyway because he's that lucky.
He's Bob. Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob. His pipe is the one with the doll that rains on the roof like fire. His neck is the one with the wattle inflaming your desire. He's Bob. Come on, folks. Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob. Bob had a woman named Connie. She was a righteous thrill. She had a lot of friends named Johnny. When Bobby hit the trail, he's Bob. Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob. Bob was the god of the forest who played his jungle bride. His pet was a brontosaurus that Bobby used to ride. He's Bob. Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Ivan Stang.
That's why you never come across Bob, by the way, because there's so many people that want a piece of Bob,
yeah.
And not just to kill him. They just want a piece. Makes them feel better about it.
And you don't understand. Ask not what piece of Bob is for you. Offer a piece
up to Bob.
To Bob.
How's that drinky song, you know?
And the almost if we have to. back, oh, the men will all come back, oh, the men in victory parades.
I still think anyone who appreciates the subtleties and the ironies and the humor and intelligence that's intrinsic in the Church of the Subgenius as it flows from the face of Bob are still better. Better's not a good word.
Better's the word.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. It's because it sure as hell ain't smarter, and it sure as hell ain't better smelling. So it maybe it's just better.
Just better than the people who would see Bob's face and turn away immediately because they've got to, you know, go get their beamer waxed. But these people have read some books. They've seen some of the same crap we have. We share history. So I would say that these people have potential, but yes, someone needs to slap them around a little bit. So maybe if everyone tries to kill Bob
simultaneously,
because that might actually kill Bob, and I don't want that to really happen. I've killed him out of my own life so that I can carry on
my wayward son.
But other people can still utilize Bob's power. They can still channel some Bob. Everyone can kill Bob, but if you fail, maybe that means you've been looking at everything a little incorrectly. You're in the right place, but your head's a little off-center on it.
Skew.
You need to find out how to kill Bob, and that should be the quest.
That is the quest.
So what are you missing in your life?
For once you find out how to kill Bob, you will find out that he's already dead.
Or?
Never truly existed at all.
Or? That you don't even need to kill him anymore. Now that you know how to kill him, sometimes knowing is enough.
Gosh, I hope so. So kill Bob. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. You gotta find him. How you gonna find him? You're gonna have to build him. If you build him, then you can kill him. How you gonna build him? In your soul. Wait, there's no soul? Psychic stench? Find Bob. Kill Bob.
For a little Bob Dobbs in your soul.
Not to put too fine a thought on it. See, now...
He's the only Bob in your bonnet.
Now all the geeks are just masturbating.
Oh, yeah. They recorded on wax cylinders. Oh, yeah. Those guys have acne like me.
Is he a funny man?
I guess that depends on what side of the equation you're on.
I think he's a somewhat funny man in the way that the beaver's father could be funny at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean funny like, oh, I'm going to go spank the beaver.
Right.
I mean funny like,
Cornwell.
Well, son, the funny thing about regret is, it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And if you haven't killed Bob, you better damn well get on it.
I have seen many a fellow linger by the corpse. You
know? Of Bob?
Yes. They've drawn to it like moths, like I was, like all of us were. You're drawn to it like moths, this gleaming beacon of slack.
It's the teeth.
And the pipe.
Oh, I'll say.
You hang around, you soak it all in, you get sick of it, you kill Bob, and then you stand over the corpse saying, I hate Bob, I killed Bob. You know, it's time to walk away.
The engine was dark, colored red.
and lit by a brimstone lamp overhead. The blood-filled boiler reflected like a mirror, revealing the devil to be the engineer. Church and lodge members, atheists and those that never cared, sat in horror at their tickets, stared. Black men and white and every other that night, all chained down together, a horrible sight. The train dashed on towards that awful place as the hot wind scorched them on hands and face. Hotter and hotter the air became as faster and faster the engine came. Louder and louder their screaming grew as nearer and nearer the hot flames they drew. The passengers begged and pleaded in vain for the devil to stop that hell-bound train. But he laughed and joked at their agony and said, "You never should have listened to me. You mocked at God in your self-righteous pride and said you didn't need Jesus who was crucified. Making prayers to saints or your works in vain to take the place or add to the lamb that was slain. Your way to heaven you tried to say, but too late you realized Jesus was the only way." Then croaked the devil with an awful yell, we're here, you're now in hell. Die in a lake of fire, eternally in flames that will never tire. Then Tom awoke with an agonizing cry, his clothes soaked wet, his hair standing high, realizing he could nothing do to pay the price for his sin that was due. He prayed from his heart, and God he did tell, "Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, save my soul from hell." And when on Jesus he trusted, he knew deep inside, by God's word, on that train he'd never ride.
So you gotta kill him.
Yes, you do. Or at least attempt to kill him. And then when you're laying there with nothing below your knees, trying not to bleed out, you have a lot of time to think about, why did I kill Bob?
There's a reason, and it's worthwhile.
And it's not...
It's your own freedom, people.
It's not some stupid Mark David Chapman kind of thing, all right? It's no Hinckley's here. No trying to impress Jodie Foster. It's not... Most murder, most killing... is some sort of territorial imperative thing with, you know, trying to one-up yourself on some other monkey man. That's not what this is about at all. Killing Bob is not some political act or some sort of social process for you to climb up. It's an act of self-defense, because if you stay by Bob, he will suck all of your luck and all of your slack. It's like overdosing on vitamins.
That's true. It will eventually poison your system.
As the saying goes,
too much of a good thing is better than to have never loved and lost.
Too much of a good thing is always better than not enough, but just barely.
Ooh.
Mm. Mm. Words.
Words to your
words
mother.
Of wisdom from Stang in Cleveland.
Speaking to you from thousands of miles beyond your planet. Warning! Warning! Danger! The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth.
No. No, 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 please, no, no, no. Come on, no, no.
We're on the threshold of the end of this civilization.
All right!
No, 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 please, no, no, no.
Eternal salvation, or triple your money back.
Sounds too good to be true, dear friends.
Industrial strength, anti-religion religion.
I don't know, I think we've been duped.
We have nothing to hide.
Religion is poison. Religion is poison. Truth is the antidote. Religion is poison. Bob is your only hope.
It's true. Cults control mind. That's how they work.
I need a slapstick.
me that slack, baby. Give me my slack sticks. Give it up, give it up. Gotta have my slack sticks.
We have nothing to hide.
Slack is the antidote. Religion is poison. Religion is poison. Bob is your only hope.
It's definitely a sign of the apocalypse.
Negative feelings directed at others is never constructive.
And all those sub-Gs are all just slapped up on dope. But I know Bob wouldn't lie. The X-Day rupture is the one true escape.
I wanna get out. Hound slack. I need a slack fix. Give me slack fix. Join the core slack fix. Give it up. I need slack.
Religion is poison.
The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth.
I hate to disappoint you, but the world is not coming to an end.
You know, you're either lucky or you're not. And if you're standing next to a lucky person, what does that make you?
The first to go when the dish hits the fan.
Makes you the red shirt, buddy.
Oh, hey, Star Trek reference.
Yes, well,
now you're talking to our demo.
There we go. I'm trying to speak to the geeps.
The
peeps? Geeks?
Geeps? No, there's no
peaks
amalgam there.
No, all right, fine. I'm trying to speak to the demo.
You just think of Bob as an idea that needs to be killed that's keeping you back. But it was a good idea at the time.
Like training wheels. You never would have learned how to ride your bike without the training wheels. But if you never take the training wheels off, you'll never learn how to ride your bike. Did I just blow your mind, man?
So if you kill Bob, it's like taking a chain off of a big metal ball that holds you down and keeps you kind of going slow, but with other dudes who haven't killed Bob yet, and they got their chains, but then you cut the chain off because you just killed Bob, and that was the chain, and now he's gone.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then you can run free with that freaking horse Wildfire.
Drinkolin' Wildfire. Drinkolin' Wildfire. Drinkolin' Wildfire.
Bob is a conspiracy boot clone glorp. So probably ought to be off. And he supports the conspiracy. He promotes class division, but other than that, you know, he's a pretty nice guy for a personal savior.
But none could have guessed how literally the words, or kill me, were to be taken until that fateful night of January 22nd, 1984, a night that will live in infamy.
For it was in this San Francisco theater that, if we are to believe the photographic evidence, Bob Dobbs was slain by a crazed assassin's bullet. Steel yourself, for the footage you are about to see is not for the faint-hearted.
And you'll be ready for Bob! 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 Of Bob on Earth is ended. No! Could it be that Bob has lived in vain? No! Could it be that the blood on this pipe spin has been shed for nothing?
We'll be right back.
The church really is all about him. You get some slack and a little relaxation, but what you're supposed to realize, what you are supposed to realize 6,000 years ago, was that the capacity for slack is innate. It's within you. Yes, the conspiracy stole it. They have stolen your slack. But once Bob shows you how to get your slack back, there's no real need to come back, because now you know the process. You have been taught to fish. You no longer need to buy fish from Bob. And yet, because we live in this, I won't even go into our pathetic consumer culture, but because we live in this time and...
But since we do live in that type of culture...
We've just been trained to go somewhere to get what we need and not do anything for ourselves. And that's why you're still kissing Bob's stupid ass.
You're a lot closer than you even think. Bob is the way. Bob is the path. Believe or die. Oh, not the anti-Bob. I mean, possessed by the anti-Bob.
Please, Bob. Please, Bob.
Bob is not the answer. And neither is anything else. Screw Bob.
And Connie.
He's been possessed by the anti-Bob.
Bob! He thought the words Bob! Oh no! There's only one thing left to do! Kill Bob! Kill Bob! Kill Bob!
Kill Bob!
Bob ripped me off for all my slack!
Kill Bob!
He gets all the women! He gets all the frop! And he gets all the slack! Bob! Kill Bob! Everybody come on! Kill Bob! Kill Bob! I was possessed by the evil anti-Bob. There's only one thing left to do. Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Praise Bob, everybody! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! More, more! Praise Bob! That's not everybody. I'm going back to the anti-Bob.
No!
Come on! Come on! Praise Bob!
Praise Bob!
Come on, hit me!
Praise the frog.
That's not bad. We don't need all those instruments, eh?
So if you'd like more information on the Church of the Subgenius so you can kill Bob, write to them at P.O. Box
204206, Austin, Texas, 78720-4206.
Or visit them online at www.subgenius.com. You can find out more about the Lymph Node Institute at
www.lymphnodeinstitute.com.
You can hear plenty from us at www.mp3.com/LNI. As in Lymph Node Institute. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 670-541
Marietta,
Georgia
300-6-0126.
Another fine Lymph Node production.
Another fine Lymph Node production.
Contact us at P.O. Box 670-541 Marietta, Georgia 300-66-0126 or
www.lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Listen to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse at WREK.org. 91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta.
Bye.
This is what you've heard. LNI performing Nipple Stop 420 Part 2. The King of Slack with Kill Bob. LNI with the Kill Bob rant. ESO performing Earth, We Must Get Off. A few words from Brian Geisen. Devo performing Here. Bob. Doug Ford proclaiming, I want to die for Bob. Money Boy with Nene. Fool's Press with the Call of Need. Reverend Ivan Stagg and his crippled fingers with the story of the hellbound train. The King of Slack performing Religion is Poison. Two beans mixing you up with Disco Nene. The assassination of Bob. Then Jimi Hendrix performing I Don't Live Today. Slack doing Kill Bob live. This background music is by Robert Daria and Uncommon Music. And is called Bob, I'm Gonna Kill You. Next, you'll hear Slack Scrub performing Anti-Bob live. And for Time and Theme purposes, we'll close out the Lee Stankovich and America Today.
What a ridiculousity.
And that's basically what you'll be left with from this church is no life, no career, a burning feeling in your ass, and your ears will prick up every time the name Bob comes up in a commercial.
Imagine how freedom would spread. the incredible freedom we understand in
America.
Before the whole dish house goes up in flames, all right? All hail the American night.
It's the mother of the things were gone. I had worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
On the 4th of July, there are fireworks to celebrate the
signing. I thank my lucky stars for being here today.
Our forefathers declared the independence of the colonies from England.
Cross the flag, it still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Then there was a war.
One if by land, two if by sea.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
The Redcoats are coming. Shot around the world. Taxation without representation. Most taxpayers make no use. Washington's crossing at the Delaware River.
The right to bear arms.
And I'd gladly stand up next to Blue and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land, God bless the Blue Assay. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee. Across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart. And it's time to stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to Blue and defend her still today. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I'd gladly stand up next to Blue and the
home host town can go cause of air and heard out all breath of this and the breath of us the blue SA.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118-1417, or visit them online at subgenius.com.
Saturday night!
J.R. Bob Dobbs pops his clutch and tells Atlanta,
eat my slack.
The time control trials begin at midnight every Saturday night
with Reverend Ivan Stang and the rip-snorting nitro-fueled monsters of the Church of the Subgenius.
And before the carnage can be cleared off the track, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse roars in at 1 a.m. to
finish off the survivors
with a tag team straight from the bad side of hell. The
schizophrenic
Reverend Susie the Floozy
and the dangerously inscrutable doctors of the Lymph Node Institute. So be there!
Or be boiled in your own fat.
91.1 FM, WRAK Atlanta, WRAK.org.